Since 2016, more than 90,000 Guatemalans have been deported by air from the United States. Most fled north to escape extreme violence and poverty. When Vice President Mike Pence met with Central American leaders in Guatemala recently, his message was loud and clear: stop the exodus of migrants. In this week's Long Listen, reporter Maria Martin looks at why that's so difficult.
Every day, there are at least three plane loads of what are called los vuelos de los deportados, the flights of the deportees. Each brings some 75 to 130 dazed Guatemalans back to their homeland. When they land, carrying nothing more than a small backpack, the returnees are given a sandwich and a bottle of water and a short pep talk by a government employee. After that, they're mostly on their own, facing the same desperate situation that drove them north in the first place. 44-year-old Juan Sebastián Tuil Mejía was deported a year ago and still can't find a job.
Even if you, you know, went to school and you graduated and everything, it's very hard to find a job. So that's the reason why we decided to go to the States and try to complete our dreams.
Only 3 out of every 10 Guatemalans have a formal job. The unemployment rate is particularly high among Guatemalan youth. Tuil Mejía left when he was just 14. He worked construction in Los Angeles for 30 years before being deported a year ago. His wife and 6 American children are still back in California. He now fills his days volunteering as a greeter for returned migrants at the airport and often thinks about going back.
Of course, you know, a lot of people are going to try to go back again, because financially we're not doing okay, so there's nothing for us here.
Some returnees wind up at the migrant refuge called Casa del Migrante in Guatemala City, which has been more crowded in the last few months. 23-year-old Iser Hernando arrived after coming on one of today's flights. He says he's afraid to go back to his community in the province of Izabal.
Es una historia larga de mi opal y...
Iser says he fled his community and tried to enter the United States after his father was killed in a machete attack due to religious differences.
Because we are Catholics and they are evangelical Christians.
Guatemala is one of the most violent countries in the Western Hemisphere. Its weak government is no match for the drug traffickers, vicious street gangs, and corrupt politicians that control many levels of society, says Casa del Migrante's director, Father Mauro Verceletti.
La corrupción realmente ha tomado...
Corruption has taken over our governments. They've been co-opted by narco-traffickers and organized crime.
Verceletti says deportations won't stop Central Americans who see migration as their only hope.
Prácticamente es un juego de ping pong.
Practically, it's like a game of ping pong. Why? Because the United States deports and the migrants keep on migrating. Our studies show that 95% of those we've studied intend to migrate again.
Intenta reincidir en la migración.
Many returnees with no other options head back to their villages.
Ya no quiero.
20-year-old Martina, a young indigenous woman living in a small village in northern Guatemala, lives not only in poverty, but also in fear and terror. She was raped by a neighbor when she was just 13. When her family filed a legal complaint, Martina and her parents suffered death threats. She says she couldn't take it anymore.
Yo no voy a soportar aquí, madre, papá. Yo me voy a ir a un lugar lejos donde pueda estar más tranquilo, más seguro.
Martina says she wanted to be in a safer place. She had a sister in the United States and tried to find refuge there, first in 2012, then in 2016, but was deported from the border both times.
Los tengo mucho miedo a ellas.
Now Martina says she doesn't leave her house for fear that her rapist, who was released from jail early, will fulfill his threat to kill her and her family. In this country with one of the highest rates of violence against women, For this reason, she asked we only use her first name. Martina sometimes thinks of trying to go north again, but has heard that asylum for women fleeing violence is becoming harder to get. And she now has a baby and has heard that children have been separated from their parents. A few hours from Martina's village is the bustling Canjobal Maya community of San Pedro Soloma. At least 50% of Guatemalans are of Maya descent and live in rural communities like this one. Migration north started here in the 1960s when people fled a civil conflict the UN has called a genocide against the Maya. Now, at least half of the families in San Pedro have someone living in the United States, and they sent millions home by way of remittances. Don Sebastian Gaspar owns the largest store in town, selling everything from electronics to toys. He says remittances allow villagers improvements they couldn't previously afford.
Si nos vamos en todas las comunidades, siempre hay una casa construida ya de bloque.
In the communities, now there are cement block homes. In the time of our grandfathers, it would be straw roofs. Now you can see houses with terraces and two or three stories. And instead of people barefoot, now just about everyone has a pair of leather shoes.
Por lo menos tienen hasta un zapato de cuero.
On this busy Sunday, hundreds of San Pedroans are lined up to cash in their remittances. Tomás went to the U.S. as a teenager and now has a business in Mexico. He says that if remittances shrink, it will be disaster for this community.
In reality, people would die of hunger. There's not much work here. It would be total chaos.
Sería un caos total.
Father Dionisio, pastor of San Pedro's Catholic Church, says that, ironically, the Trump administration's hardline immigration policy, instead of decreasing migration, may actually contribute to the worsening of social and economic conditions that may spur it even more.
Es como tapar una fuente de agua, un nacimiento de agua.
It's like trying to cover up the headwaters of a stream. If you do it, everything dries up.
And the result, he says, there will be more poverty and social conflict. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.